Hey guys, it's Chloe, and Jenny and I are so pumped to tell you guys about the Jesus and Emotions pre-order bundle. Right now, when you pre-order Jenny's new book, Untangle Your Emotions, we want to send you an instant download of a bunch of different things. Number one, an exclusive on-set interview that Jenny did with Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen. They talk about what it was like for Jonathan to portray Jesus, imagining what it looked like and felt when Jesus would smile or laugh with his friends while they were celebrating. Number two, an instant download of the first four chapters of Untangle Your Emotions. Up until now, there's only been one chapter available, but we want to send you four chapters from Jenny's new book for you to read immediately. And number three, we built a guide called Are Emotions Good or Bad? Discover what the Bible actually says about your feelings. It has an emotional health assessment, a five-day devotional for you to do with friends or on your own, and some conversation cards to help you process this together. So go right now to untangleyouremotions.com. You're going to drop your name, your order number from any retailer, and your email address, and we will send you this entire bundle instantly.
What if I told you that you don't have to spiral in toxic thoughts anymore? This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thank you, AG1, for supporting Made for This. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/madeforthis. Thanks to Chomp's tasty meat sticks packed with mouthwatering flavor for supporting Made for This. Right now, Chomp's is offering you 20% off your first order and free shipping when you go to chomps.com/madeforthis. Giving too much away, the last two episodes of this year are going to be about our brains and about our thoughts, because there are things coming on the podcast in 2024 that are going to blow your mind, and we want to get ready with you. These are conversations that Jenny has hosted here about our thoughts and how the greatest battle of our generation is between our ears. That's a famous Jenny quote. Today in particular is a talk that Jenny gave called You Are Not a Victim to Your Thoughts. I think today's episode is going to have you thinking differently about what you think about. So here we go. Here's Jenny.
So let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do today. I believe in the power of God to absolutely not just save our souls, but change our lives. I've seen him do this for other people, and I have seen him do this in me. And I want to tell you a story about why this project, Get Out of Your Head, is so important to me. I believe we are at war. I believe that the enemy is coming for us. And I'm sorry, if you just clicked on this and you're like, what is this? What enemy? I am a Christian, and I believe the Bible. And the Bible is pretty clear that there is an enemy to God, and there is an enemy to us. And his desire is to kill, steal, and destroy. And one of the main ways I'm watching him do that in our generation is through our minds. In John 8, it talks about the enemy, and Jesus actually describes him and says he is the father of lies. That when he speaks, he lies, and that is who he is. And so I have watched as person after person after person has believed these lies. And here's the thing, not even realize that they are lies. That's the hard part. Eventually, you start to believe they're just true. And you're dwelling on them. And our minds are a mess. Our minds are discouraged. Our minds are distracted. Our minds are exhausted. And I believe there's a way out. In fact, so many of you struggle with anxiety and depression. So many of you struggle with mental illness, or somebody that you know struggles with mental illness. And I want to address this right up front, that mental illness can be a physical issue. It can be a chemical issue that needs medicine. And medicine is a gift from God, and counseling is a gift from God. But I also believe there's another component to this. And I want to start by reading a few verses in 2 Corinthians 10. It's verses 3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war against the flesh. And I want to say this because I think some of us stop at the obvious things. We stop at the physical response and we stop at the emotional response rather than realizing there is another thing happening. And it is a spiritual war that is waging against us. And it's not of flesh. there was a season of attack, and I'm not going to tell you everything because I want you to go read the book, but there was a season of attack that came that was quiet, that was subtle, that, well, I barely noticed, honestly, and it came every night at 3 a.m., and it was doubt that filled my mind, and it beat me up for month upon month, and the bad part was is I didn't even realize it was happening. I was at war with the devil in the night, and I never said it out loud. I never told anybody what was happening for 18 months. Now, fast forward, I finally do mention it to people. And the second I did, my first thought was, oh my gosh, I have been under spiritual attack. Duh. I mean, it was obvious, but I didn't see it because I was not guarding my mind, because I did not live with this reality that the enemy could be lying to me at any minute, that at any minute he could be whispering a lie to me that I thought was true and that I walked in and believed in and built thought patterns, toxic spirals around. And that's exactly what happened. Month after month of waking up in the middle of the night and the devil telling me whatever the hell he wants in the dark, there was a cost. And it was to my faith. And what a great strategic move of the enemy to go after my faith. But everything shifted. And I believe that every single one of you listening, in some way, that enemy is as real to you. And those lies are as real to you. In the middle of this project, in fact, it was even before the project began, I was walking outside. It was a beautiful day and I was all by myself and I was praying for our generation. I do this. I pray for individuals, but I also pray for our generation. I always think about us getting to heaven together. And I think about all the people I lead and the people the church is leading right now around the world. And I just want us to do so well in our time. I want our time to matter. And as I was praying about our generation, God brought to mind these enemies that are attacking our generation uniquely. And I wrote them down. I pulled over on the side of the track I was walking on and I typed them up. And it was seven things that I saw coming for our generation. And we're going to talk about these seven things. The book lays each one out in greater detail than we can do on this podcast. But we're going to talk about these seven things that I see coming for us. And I'm telling you, you know, it's everything from cynicism to noise to victimhood. There's a plethora of things coming for us. But I think in our generation, we're looking at some unique things that have plagued our minds and that has robbed us of the effectiveness that we could have for the kingdom of God. I'm going to give you a lot of science in this season because in my studies of the brain, you cannot deny the power of God and the thing he built in our minds when you read the science of it. It all backs up the Bible. It's crazy. All of these truths that the Bible says, like take every thought captive, that we have power over our thoughts, all of these truths, they are spelled out in science. It's true. We can change our minds. And I want to read you the rest of this verse in 2 Corinthians 10. For the weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Guys, in these verses, the author of Corinthians, who's Paul, is saying we have power to destroy strongholds. So many of you are stuck in strongholds. That's why this matters so much. It's not because of the little bitty lie about your identity or about your worth. It's because that lie over time adds up. And so back to the science part, 80% of our thoughts are negative. 95% of our thoughts, you thought them yesterday. They're repetitive. And so we're thinking repetitive, negative thoughts every day of our life. And guess what those build? Strongholds. They actually change our brains. They change our chemistry. Our physical brains change. Now, yes, I believe in medicine and counseling. And no, I do not think you can just change your thoughts and all of a sudden be out of mental illness. But I absolutely believe that in disciplining and training our thoughts, that it can eventually over time change our minds. That's science. Not just for those of us that believe in science, but those of us that believe in God. He says that our warfare is not of the flesh, it is of the spirit, and that we have divine power to destroy strongholds. So something about the power that God gives us, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you don't, I hope by the end of the season, you will. But something about knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and believing in the power of the gifts and the power and authority he's given us, we have the power to destroy strongholds. Now, authority, that is something that I didn't realize that I had most of my life. I was a victim to my mind, and I didn't understand that God had given me authority over my thoughts and I could change them. And I'm telling you, let me fast forward to my story today and tell you that there are still, in fact, last night I woke up at 4 a.m. But let me tell you what I do now when I wake up. I do not let the enemy have an inch. I don't let him have a second of my mind. I notice it now. I see when I start to spiral or think negative thoughts about God, about my life, and I interrupt it and I say no. Like, and I mean, y'all, I've gotten all charismatic in my bedroom. Like, I'm waving my arms and like, get out of here. Like, I know what I'm up against and I'm clear about it. And I speak with authority over it because of the power of God that I know is real and strong enough to destroy it. And guys, I'm free. Like, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I'm no longer under the bondage that I was under for 18 months. I am free. And I believe you can be too.
Well, we are rounding the corner of the holidays, headed into 2024. Can't believe that we're already there. And if you're a longtime listener, you might know that I have been drinking AG1 since last fall, and it has been a whole year. And when I started drinking AG1 daily, what I noticed first was my energy all throughout the day, my digestion. If I don't drink AG1 every day, I notice a difference very quickly. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. They're continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. So it's super simple. Every morning when I got up, I'd make the boys lunch, maybe make some breakfast, and I would put one scoop of AG1 into a shaker bottle with water. And I like to put a little ice in it, shake it up, and I take it with me in the car because every scoop has prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support, magnesium and B vitamins for energy support, adaptogens to balance stress, vitamin C and zinc. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it works. I know that I'm starting my day off right when I drink AG1. It's such an easy way to take care of your body. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/madeforthis. That's drinkag1.com/madeforthis. Check it out. Well, guys, it's Monday at 3:30 in the afternoon, and true story, I just went downstairs and I said to myself, okay, what can I eat right now to have enough energy to last through dinner time, bedtime, all the things? And I was like, oh, this is a perfect time to eat Chomps. Because if you've never heard of Chomps, imagine the perfect on-the-go snack that makes 24 hours feel like enough hours in the day. It's hard to get enough protein in your diet as is, and Chomps makes it really easy. And so we've teamed up with Chomps and they have a great offer for you to try them out. Go to chomps.com/madeforthis to see all the delicious flavors and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Chomps makes snacking simple. Their tasty meat sticks are packed with mouthwatering flavor and only the best real ingredients. So every single Chomps meat stick has the protein your body needs, over 9 grams of protein per stick. But they leave out all the unhealthy additives, sugar, low carb, they don't have any extra fillers, and they're made with natural ingredients that you can feel good about. Chomp sticks come in 9 different flavors, so there's something for everybody. In the morning, when I'm packing the boys' lunches, I have all their lunch boxes lined up, and Chomp sticks are the perfect snack to put in each of their lunch boxes for the day to get them through their busy day, and I know that they're putting something good in their bodies. My go-to staple Chomps flavor is their free-range turkey because it is just a really classic, amazing turkey meat stick, and it is my boys' favorite too. And with thousands of 5-star reviews, snackers around the world have satisfied their cravings with Chomps. And what's even better, you can order them online and have them delivered straight to your door and subscribe for ongoing savings. Right now, Chomps is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping when you go to chomps.com/madeforthis. That's chomps.com/madeforthis. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Verse 5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised up against the knowledge of God. That's what was happening. Lofty opinions were being raised up against the knowledge of God, and every lie that you have believed, every fear that you have had, every worry and anxiety that you have had, these are all opinions raised up against the knowledge of God. Because if our knowledge of God was full and complete, guess what? He is not a God of fear. We would never fear. Fear is not of God. It is of the devil. And every lie that we give an inch, it will take a mile. It will take a mile. And for some of you, it has taken years. It has taken so much of your life. Some of you, you're here, you're like limping into this podcast and you are praying for hope. And some of you are like teetering on that edge of giving up your faith. And I just want to say, I'm here to fight for you, that there is an enemy and that he is fighting for you. And I am here because God loves you and because he also is fighting for you. And that there are opinions raised up every day in our minds against the knowledge of God. And our God says that we have the power to destroy them, to destroy strongholds. And guess what he says? How? Paul says next in that verse that opinions raised up against the knowledge of God, that we destroy them. And then he says this, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. That's how we change our minds. Romans says it this way, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? How do we change? All of us want to change. How do we change? And Romans says, by the renewal of our minds. Guys, this is the crux of our lives. Our minds are the crux of how we will live, who we will love, what we will do with our lives. Our minds hold the power and the key to our lives. I remember my daughter did a lot of study. She wanted to be a neuro researcher, and so she basically was all through high school and middle school, and she would bring me all this stuff as part of what prompted me to do this project. And she said, Mom, what we know about the brain today, the writers of the scriptures would have said the mind every time they said the heart. So that means that a majority of the Bible is about our minds. That every time it says heart, it also is talking, the seat of our emotions is found within our brains. And so when you think about our minds and our hearts and how much of scripture is about it, continually it says guard our heart, our mind. It says take captive our thoughts, that this is an active process, that we're not reluctantly thinking about whatever the heck we want, but we are actively fighting to believe truth, to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He sets before us this call to single-mindedness, to complete consumption of God and his love for us and his goodness over us. And as we fixate on him, the things of this earth grow strangely dim. That's like the old hymn that you used to sing in Sunday school. This is how we change. Verse 6, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. This is warfare. And Paul knows it, and that's why he writes that this is warfare. And he speaks of things like destroying every lie, every opinion. Y'all, we have to take this bull by its horns. And we haven't. Candidly, we have not. We have passively allowed the devil to tell us whatever the hell he wants. And I'm sick of it. And this is going to be the end of it. You stick with me these weeks. You go get this book. You bring your friends together because it's going to take an army of people surrounding each other and saying, we're not going to let each other believe these lies anymore, but we've got to take this seriously. We've got to take this seriously. I know some of you, you just tuned in. You're like, I wanted this to be a fun, happy podcast. Guess what? Fun and happy are on the other side of this. I'll tell you that right now. Like, I have never been more joyful. I've never been more free. I've never been more grateful. I've never been more peaceful than I have as I have done war with this part of my life. Proverbs 23:7 says this, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Y'all, this is our lives. The sum of our lives will be rooted in what it is we think about. And we never think about our thoughts. You think anywhere from 9,000 to 60,000 thoughts in a day. In a day. And when was the last time you even noticed what it was that you were thinking about? So today I want you to do something. I want you to pull out a piece of paper and I want you to start writing down your thoughts. And I'll tell you, we're going to take you through a process. If you want to go download it right now, we have an anxious thoughts guide and we're going to give you a mind map that you can fill out and start to notice your thoughts. And you can print a bunch of copies and put them by your bed and just start to notice at night when you go to sleep, what is it that I thought about today? Notice if it's around 80% negative, because this matters. This matters. Our brains are physically changing depending on what we think about. You think about what you're grateful for, your brain shifts. You think about what you dread, your brain shifts. And we can win this war. I believe it. I believe we are looking at more freedom in our generation than we have previously had. And I believe that that can happen in our lives individually as we actually believe truth. And so I'm going to fight for you to believe truth. And I cannot wait to see what God is going to do through this. And I want you to be part of this community. So some of you are avid podcast listeners, and I know you're just listening to the next episode of a podcast that you subscribe to, but I want you to hear me. I do not want you to halfway engage with this. I want you to not miss anything. We are going to fight for you. We're going to fight for you with my words. We're going to fight for you through this book. We're going to fight for you with tools. We're going to fight for you with community. And I don't want you to miss a thing. We need people to fight for us. We need to understand what it is to have these weapons that God says have the power to destroy strongholds. So we're going to war, y'all. Come on, do not miss a week. Invite all your friends. I mean, you could gather in a living room. You can each get the book and you can listen to this almost like a Bible study. I hope that that's what this will feel like, is that the book takes you through in detail what it looks like to fight this, and that this would be me fighting for you in your ears as we go along. I want to pray for you. God, I want to thank you for this community. I want to thank you for a microphone in my little bitty playroom where I get to speak to all of these incredible people and I get to fight for them. It feels like an honor. It feels like a sacred, incredible honor that I get to be in their ears, in their minds right now, and that I get to fight for them to believe truth. God, I do not take that lightly. I believe that this matters more than we can understand, more than I can understand. And I feel your love for them. God, I feel that you want them to live more free than they are right now. And I believe, God, that almost all of them have been believing some lie. They've been believing some lie that has crippled them, that has made them afraid, that has made them anxious, that has made them depressed. And I believe, God, you want to set them free. And so today, God, I pray. I want to pray huge prayers, but I also want to pray small prayers. I want to pray that they'll have a glimmer of hope. I want to pray that that hope would be real and realized. And the big prayer I want to pray is that you would set them free, that they would have their eyes opened and they would see in a new way the enemy and what he wants for them, and that they would have nothing to do with it. They would go to war. They would fight better than they ever have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, did you know that you can text Jenny and I? And we actually read your text messages and we try to respond as many as we can, but it is just like such a fun way for especially you guys, our podcast fam, to ask questions. We send out ideas and stuff for you guys all the time to vote on. If you want to join, get out your phone. You're going to type the word podcast in the message part to the number 214-225-6267. We'll see you next time for another episode of the Made for This podcast.